The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
To another very special edition of What's on Your Mind. Why is it very special? Because we are right smack in the heart of the Norse Husk Fest in Minot, North Dakota today. Can you smell that? Oh my gosh, it's incredible. For one, the cookies are cranked up at the Touchstone Energy Cooperative's booth. We are in Copenhagen Hall, so I'd love it if you'd come on by and get one of these special Rosemold Norse Husk Fest buttons that can win you lots of goodies from the folks at Touchstone. Have some of the cookies, and please come by and say hi. We'd love to see you here. Ludafisk, though? Are you kidding me? I cannot do it. Todd, I cannot bring myself to do Ludafisk. Did you, when you were up here earlier this week, did you dine on some wonderful delicacy?
Like?
What's that? Todd?
I had some last year, but I kind of bailed on it because it really wasn't agreeing with me. Although I was told good Ludafisk should not taste gelatinous, and maybe that was the problem, the preparation. I don't know.
Yeah, are you kidding me is all I have to say, folks. Anyway, here's the telephone number to join us on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. We want to know what is on your mind. And by the way, if you have a favorite, I'm really trying to decide what I'd have for lunch. I'm having a tough time. I will tell you this, it will not be Ludafisk. That I'm not afraid to tell you. But outside of that, everything's on the table. And I would also admit that I'm sort of a fussy eater. You know, because growing up, my mom, she didn't exactly expand our horizons food-wise, right? So it was sort of like mac and cheese or, a hamburger hot dish, right? So I'm thinking of going out of my box a little bit today and trying some of these Scandinavian delicacies, but I need some help from the fine What's on Your Mind audience today and, what to have. In the meantime, everything's better with bacon, ladies and gentlemen, and today on the program, this hour and next, we will have two lucky winners that will have an opportunity to tell us just whatever it is they want to tell us and be in the running for Caller of the Hour. Caller of the Hour receives, are you ready for this? FedEx delivered to your door a Cloverdale Bacon 4-pack, which includes Cloverdale thick-cut sliced bacon, pepper bacon, maple bacon, and their famous Applewood smoked bacon. Okay, so
FedEx, holy cow.
Exactly. Somebody will win that this hour, and somebody will win that next hour. And all you need to do is get in the mix by giving us a ring at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're also going to chat on the program at the bottom of this hour with the executive chef for N2Tre. Are you familiar with that restaurant here at the Husk Fest, Todd? N2Tre?
Oh, it's wonderful. I absolutely am.
I'm thinking that that's where I need to dine. It's the reservation-only creme de la creme of Husk Fest.
Yes.
And, so we're going to talk with the executive chef and get some more suggestions on what I ought to be enjoying. And then Stacy Norton also will be here from Score and tell us about all the great beer and wine options they have at Husk Fest, too. David Wright in next hour. He's the president of Husk Fest. Of course, his father, Chester, was the momentum behind this whole thing kicking off and getting a lot of great community support for Husk Fest. And then Bruce Williams and Terry Reed together to make us laugh and round up the program. Williams and Reed will be here today on the program. My Are You Kidding Me, by the way, contribution, besides Ludafisk, is guess who's going to be calling bingo at the Church Fall Festival tomorrow night? 6:15, Todd. I hope you'll be there.
You just don't get enough announcing on the radio. You got to go on to other things, too, right?
I've been called into duty at St. Anne and Joachim Catholic Church, and if you want to come on in for that and check it out, it'll be Saturday night, 6:15, and I'll do my best to, A, B, You know, I-N-G-O.
Those decades of radio really prepped you for your big moment, haven't they?
Exactly right. I finally arrived and I've been asked to call Church Bingo. So anyway, hope to see lots of folks there on Saturday night. Last thing I'll tell you is I did bring a couple of books along, and we have five left. I mentioned to Phil Parker earlier that we had a few prizes. If you listen to this radio program and today... hear it coming into Hus Fest and come in before the show ends, and you tell me, I heard you, Scott, say you had a free prize for me. This doorstep of yours called a book. We will give the next five people that that show up a free copy autographed, and you just got to tell me where you heard it, where you were listening when you heard the program. Speaking of which, Monica stopped by a moment ago from Minot, and she said her cousin Paul Bry in Sherwood never misses this radio program. He will not miss it. So this is a shout out from Monica and Minot to her cousin Paul Bry in Sherwood, big fan of the program. So we appreciate all those good folks that listen to What's on Your Mind. Okay, let's get to it. 800-228-0550. David and Hebron, what's on your mind today? Listening on 550 KFIRE.
Well, I had a friend that was here from Nebraska. He was helping us on the farm, and he is a 6-year veteran of the military. And he had wrecked his knee somewhat, parachuting accidents and whatever. And the VA was taking forever, and he's, you know, like in his mid-40s. And they didn't want to do nothing with his knee because he's too young. So here he's kind of crippled up, can't work the way he should. And they were paying him to drive back and forth from Fargo to Fargo, $250 a trip. But yet they don't have enough money to pay for his knee. Well, then in his negotiating with the VA, he got his daughter a full ride to college. Well, now here he was a couple weeks ago. He had to go down there because they took that money away from her, or from I don't know how many people, and they put it in Obamacare. Are you kidding me?
Okay, now
veteran that served our country in the first trip in Iraq, and he was in the Panama Canal deal, and now they're taking the money not only away from the veterans, but also from their kids. So that's my, well, are you kidding me?
No, it's a good contribution, and don't go away because I do want to put you in the mix for caller of the hour because we love hearing these stories, mostly because, you know, maybe we can connect David this individual up with Congressman Kramer, who takes a lot of these kind of calls when he joins us for the Talk Radio Town Hall on Wednesdays, and get some answers to this. Where you lost me was the Obamacare connection.
His daughter, when they were something with his money that he was getting from the military, he had she was supposed to get a free ride to college because he's kind of like he's disabled. And here she got a call that her money was taken away from her college, that and they said that, you know, they put it in Obamacare or whatever.
Oh, I get it. Okay, all right. So, in other words, she had funding for this, had it coming, but lost it because of the funding priorities went to a different program rather than whatever program was funding her education. I got it. And how do you know this individual, David?
Well, he moved up here from Nebraska. He was working in the oil patch driving truck for a while. And
Do you have a contact for him? Do you know his name or number or anything?
Yes, I do.
All right, so hang on, David. We're going to put you in. Thanks for the tip. You're in for the Cloverdale Bacon 4-pack, okay? Sven Shane Snerdley, who ought to be having lutefisk and Swedish meatballs with me here, will take your information off the air in just a moment, and we'll put you in for the drawing. And then also, if you wouldn't mind giving David the information of that vet, we'll get that information to Congressman Kramer and get some answers for you, okay? Appreciate it. Bob and Grafton listening on AM 1100. What is on your mind, Bob?
Morning, Scott. Listen, I want to talk really briefly about something very serious. You remember the blood moon that we all witnessed there in Passover earlier in the year?
I do. I got up in the middle of the night to just check it out.
That's absolutely right. It was very spectacular. Listen, Scott, I want to connect some dots here. It's very important people hear this. John Hagee has a book out about these blood moons that are coming. The second of the four blood moons is due to arrive here Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, the 8th. Now, it is no coincidence that basically World War III is breaking out in the Middle East between fanatical Islam, and then you got Russia and Ukraine, Boko Haram in Africa, all this. And now you got Ebola outbreak in Africa, and now there are Ebola patients in the United States. don't think for 1 minute that these terrorist groups aren't going to try to capitalize on this and send a biological suicide bomber across the border with asymptomatic symptoms. Now, together with all these things converging at a point in time, now we have these four blood moons that are happening with the solar eclipse at the beginning of the year. Now, according to Hebrews, to the Jews, the blood moons are a warning to the Jews, and the solar eclipse is a warning from the heavens to the Gentiles. And Genesis, God said he created the sun, the moon, and the stars in the heavens for signs and seasons. In Hebrew, the translation of signs is signals. So it reads, he created the sun, the moon, and the stars in the heavens for signals and seasons. And I really believe it's no coincidence that all these things are coming to converge, and at the same time, we have these four blood moons that happen exactly on Passover, Sukkot, beginning of the year, the solar eclipse, again another blood moon.
Got it, Bob, up against the break here, but I hear you connecting dots. You're not the first to do it. I take the position, it's way above my pay grade, but I'd be interested if others are in agreement with you. Thanks for the call. Keep listening.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local county extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning, interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Howdy, folks. Jess Peterson here with the U.S. Cattlemen Association. Please join us Friday and Saturday, October 3rd and 4th, for the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota and the U.S. Cattlemen Association joint meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck. Here are the latest policy updates from the American Farm Bureau, the National Farmers Union, along with the market news reporting service, The Beef, and the nation's leading Ag EPA coalition, the Ag Nutrient Policy Council. The event is open to the public. For more details, check out uscattlemen.org. We'll see you in Bismarck.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Are you you kidding me? It's an Are You Kidding Me Friday, and when you send your contributions, you're in, ladies and gentlemen. If it's worthy, Todd and I, you know, give you a thumbs up. Both Todd and I have to give you a thumbs up, and then you go in the mix for the caller of the hour and have a shot at a Cloverdale Bacon 4-pack. We're at North Hiss Fest today, and encourage you to stop by and see us. We're in Copenhagen Hall, right next to the Touchtone Energy Cooperative booth, where you have cookies and Husfest rose mold buttons. What's not to love here, ladies and gentlemen? So come see us at Husfest today, and give me an idea. If you've been here, what do you think I'd have for lunch today? What should be the lunchtime fare? I haven't decided where I'm going to go. Is it N2 Tray? Is it the Swedish meatball stand? Is it the Klub stand? Where should I go? What should I eat? Here's some Are You Kidding Me's that we have in our mind. One, the United States allowing a doctor who had contact with Ebola patients into the country where he obviously could potentially have affected more people, including kids. And by the way, they relied on a questionnaire in which he lied. Seriously, are you kidding me? I mean, you can't make this stuff up. There's another one that is disturbing. Fargo, a bit of a gang problem here. There's a story about someone being arrested after a pair of clashes between warring factions in a South Fargo neighborhood. No kidding. And by the way, Fargo police have denied there's any evidence of gang activity in the Bearson case. Remember the NDSU freshman, Tom Bearson, that case still being investigated. But there are rumors that the individual arrested and gangs back in Fargo, part of the story, have a connection here. Does it surprise you that we have warring factions of a gang in South Fargo? Are you kidding me? That's a bit of a mind blower. By the way, back in Fargo, says Tyler, they never left. They may have just been not as prevalent and in your face, but it's a growing epidemic. This is just going to get worse unless communities are very proactive. And again, the Fargo Police Department has maintained up to this point there was not much of a gang problem in Fargo any longer, and it had been contained. Jamie says, gangs in Fargo can't be true in a peace-loving, coexisting liberal utopia like that.
Well, if you knew Jamie says, you'd be able to put the tone to that one, too.
Yeah, and you have another one as well, don't you? A rather timely one, Todd, that you had?
Well, it's been legs week. And so to top the
legging gate, yeah.
Legging gate. Are your legs too large for knee-high boots? Liposuction could be the answer. Yes, women are undergoing calf reduction surgery so they can fit into the knee-high boots they want to wear. Are you kidding me?
Wow. And one more, by the way, one more for you. You know, robocalls are illegal in North Dakota. So if you're advocating for an issue or a candidate, you can do what are called robocalls, which is basically an automated, it's like voicemail in reverse, right? Voicemail calls you, okay? And those are called robocalls. So they're illegal. They're banned. So the Measure 5 folks, the folks that want to steal $4.8 billion from the taxpayers over 25 years and ship it out of state, the Measure 5 folks illegally hire a robocall firm to call into North Dakota. And guess who they called? The Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota, Wayne Stengem. Are you kidding me? You can't make this up. You can't make it up. So anyway, and by the way, these are the same folks that had kids in court illegally gathering signatures last go around for the last election, and then said, well, we're never going to pay people to do this anyway. We're going to do it volunteer. Then they didn't do that. They paid people to give the signatures. Does anybody trust anything they say about, no, trust us, we're not going to buy land with that money? No, trust us. We'll let the Industrial Commission decide. Trust us. I don't trust them with a penny, let alone $4.8 billion. So watch out. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Cameron in Minot listening on 550 K-Fire. What is on your mind, Cameron? Cameron, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me, Scott?
Now I can hear you, Cameron. What's on your mind?
Well, what's the ballot initiative that would ban the ballot number 5? Is that 3?
4.
Four, okay.
Four. Four and
right,
five. So yeah, and then what four does, just so we quickly explain to everybody, measure number four, essentially, I think it reforms what people can do in the way of gathering signatures and putting them on the ballot. Where do I have my actual ballot? I'll read it to you so you have it verbatim of what measure number four is. I have my absentee ballot in my trusty little hand here for the very reason that we're going to be covering all these issues and candidates. And measure four says, and this was passed in the House and Senate in the last session, it says, this constitutional measure would amend and reenact Section 2 of Article 3 of the North Dakota Constitution. This measure would require that initiated measures that are estimated to have a significant fiscal impact must be placed on the general election ballot. The measure would also prohibit the approval for circulation of any petition to initiate a constitutional amendment that would make a direct appropriation of public funds for a specific purpose or require the legislative assembly to appropriate funds for a specific purpose. So in other words, you couldn't do a Measure 5. You couldn't circulate something that says we're going to constitutionally mandate X amount of dollars are going to be put for X cause. So 4 fixes future 5s is what it does. Cameron.
Okay, so you support Measure 2 and Measure 4?
I got to go back and remind myself what Measure 2 is right now. So Measure number 2
is the transfer tax one.
That is the real estate issue, right?
Yeah, the transfer tax.
So
banning
I'm
a transfer
not,
tax.
I'm not...
Hello?
Tax money, we don't need to give folks additional reasons to put up taxes, especially on property owners in North Dakota. So that's sort of an insurance policy that says, you know what, you're not going to use this. So I'm definitely in favor of Measure 2.
So you got two measures here basically tying the voters' hands, denying them the ability to put something on a ballot and vote on it.
No. No, not
yes,
true.
That's exactly what they are.
Not
banning
true.
It's a banning Measure 5. It's banning voters from putting a transfer tax on the ballot and voting on it. It's proactively banning democracy.
So
it's whittling away at democracy. It's telling voters they can't do this. They can't put this on the ballot and vote on it.
Well, first of all, they're voting, so it's not banning democracy. You can say yes or no on it. The will of the people will decide, Cameron. So that last time I checked, that's pretty good democracy. We're deciding whether we want these rules or not. And Measure 4 certainly doesn't ban constitutional measures or allowing people to circulate petitions. What it says is, number one, it should be in the general election, so you can't kind of ram these things through. Let me ask you this. Do you think it's okay for the Measure 5 folks to go around and call something clean water, wildlife, and parks, and mom and apple pie, constitutionally mandate that of the $4.8 billion, I forget the vast majority of it, you have no choice, you have to spend.
Hello?
We kind of lost Scott for just a moment there.
Hello?
Scott will be right back. He has not left you. Hang on, Cameron.
Okay.
There he is. He's back.
You can't hear me?
Now we can.
I can hear you.
Well, I can hear you guys just fine. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Anyway, what? No kidding. Very bizarre. Anyway, I just think it's ridiculous that you can put something on the ballot, call it whatever you want to say it, you know, mom and apple pie for a name, and then constitutionally mandate this spending, in this case, $4.8 billion. So all it does is say, look, you can't do that. You can't mandate the spending. That's common sense, Cameron. Sorry.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Or 28 till, depends on which part of the hour you want to look at. This is What's On Your Mind, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Scott Hennen getting connected differently over at Nordkustfest, the North Coast State Fairgrounds, so you'll definitely want to stop by today because I got to talk to Williams, but not Ree, so it turned out to be Williams and me on our flagship K-Fire 550 a couple of days ago, but apparently we're going to get both back, so that should be good. The one thing you never want to forget when you're on a road trip, and Scott's discovered this the hard way, my pillow. No, you don't want Scott's pillow, but you don't want the same pillow. The promo code, Scott, at 1-800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or go to mypillow.com. It's the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. And MyPillow is offering a 2-for-1 deal on their original classic pillows, 50% off. You call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com. If you use the promo code Scott, that's how you get that deal. 1-800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. And here's the deal. I mean, this is a 10-year warranty. This pillow will not go flat. It stays cool. Don't have to toss and turn. And, in fact, they actually send you this questionnaire. I've never, you know, what is it when you go buy a pillow? What normally happens? You go to the big box store, which all do their things very well, but you grab a thing out of a bin and you hope for the best, right? You grab one off a shelf, and you don't get to take it home and try it out for 60 nights and then be able to bring it back. You get a 60-night money-back guarantee, less shipping and handling. MyPillow.com, 1-800-506-9028, promo code Scott, or MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code Scott either way. And that way there, we can get you the deal. What's On Your Mind? Saud Mitchell and Scott Hennen up at the Nordkustfest, yeah. At the 1-800-228-0550-712-580-0550. This is a great time to get in What's On Your Mind. And we can get you in right about now. I know Scott's trying to reconnect here, and I'm trying to figure out which, like he's trying to connect directly with me. I don't know how we could pull that one off, Scott. But we We could certainly attempt to do that. Norsk Husfest, this is the time where we become just completely Scandinavian. We've even had, what was, I'm trying to think of the official Norway guy who actually came and gave his blessing and then went over to UND, and we have some Scandinavian folks at the UND Aerospace School and stuff. So that's, you can't get a whole lot more official than that. Are you kidding me? Friday, 1-800-228-0550, 712-580-550, and we've got Jim listening to K-Fire 550 in Bismarck. Hey, Jim, what is on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to let people be aware of the fact that, you know, Obama's plan to eliminate $1 billion along with Clinton has to do with this whole Ebola scam that's going on right now. It's been planned for about 3.5 years. It's an ongoing situation. It's just the beginning. There's more coming.
There is. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, there's a dust cloud eliminating a bunch more from that that's already been planned. That's behind all this Ebola action that's going on. Just to let the people know that's what's happening. So.
Okay.
You know, they don't need a billion. They need to get a lot less than that, and they're working on it. Believe me.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the heads up there, Jim. Lance is out in Steele County, AM 1100, the flag. Lance, what's on your mind today?
Company, and in the winter, we were in the shop, and the shop had on that red-headed guy, that doofus on the AM channel, and the reason why he was on, even though all of us in the shop were conservative, because the shop manager wanted to know the time, and that station gives it every 15 minutes, and the boss didn't allow a clock on the wall. Are you kidding? Hello?
Well, now we're all hearing you guys, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're hearing Shane and I, or what?
Well, listen to everybody get on. It's the What's in Your Mind chat party. And we got Scott live Actually, from Moosefest right. again. Lance, thanks for the call. AM 1100, the flag, listening out in Steele County. But I think we're getting getting Scott Hennen back on. Scott?
Yes, I'm here. Todd, how are you?
Show's all yours, buddy.
All right, we have a couple of guests here. We're at Husfest today in Minot. And if you come to the Husfest, by the way, what is that that just walked by us? It's a very strange-looking horse. It's actually two. Well, never mind. I can't even describe it. I should video it. But you see all kinds of fun things at Husfest. That's a human horse, I think, is what that is. With a accosting the patrons here at Husfest at the Touchstone Energy Cooperative booth at Copenhagen Hall is where we're broadcasting live today. Come on by and say hi, and everybody comes to Husfest for the food, which is why I'm excited to talk to our next two guests, Christian Lynn, who's the executive chef from N2Tre, which is the restaurant here at Husfest. Christian, nice to see you. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
And also you have with you Stacy Norton. Stacy's with Score, and Stacy helps all of the food vendors here find a spot, so she can tell us where all the good stuff, and is also going to tell us about some of the alcoholic delicacies here.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Cocktails, beer, wine, whatever, right?
Isn't that the most important part when you're coming to a festival?
I guess so, right?
I think it is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I've got to drive a little later on, so I don't know if I'll be able to do it, but
just a sample.
There you go. Exactly right. Nice to have you both on the program. So, Christian, first of all, what is N2Tre for folks like me that have never been there, believe it or not?
Well, N2Tre is a Norwegian restaurant. We have you guys have flown in six chefs from Norway to run the restaurants for the week, and we try to give you guys some samples of Norwegian traditional food and also some more international modern food with a Norwegian touch and produce.
Very interesting. Now, what would you say is the most beloved delicacy in Norway?
Ooh, that's hard to say, but I would say if you try our lunch buffet, you will find a lot of it. You know, that's for us, that's traditionally what people eat for Christmas. And then you guys know so well that Christmas, that's when we eat the best food that you have.
So. Absolutely. So what is on your average Christmas meal? What do you put out?
We have pork rib, cooked Norwegian style. We have, you've probably heard of gravlaks. That's a very a big delicacy.
One more time.
Gravlaks.
What is it?
That's cured salmon.
Wow.
Yeah, with salt and sugar and some flavors, and also with they usually put in some akvavit in there. So it's very nice.
What else on that buffet today?
We have Norwegian meatballs, the fish cakes, different cold cuts of meat, and also some traditional Norwegian desserts.
This sounds very good. What's the best dessert in Norway?
Oh, the best dessert in Norway, I would say, what I want for Christmas is actually rice cream. So it's a sweet, it's kind of a sweet rice cream with raspberry sauce.
That sounds very good. Now, I didn't hear you mention lutefisk.
No, we don't have lutefisk.
Don't you?
No.
So is that like a bad joke, or what is, what is the deal with lutefisk anyway?
Yeah, that's what everybody is asking. But if it's cooked right, it's actually very good. And as long as you get it with all the right garnishes, it's very nice.
Well, yeah, I mean, everything's better with butter, right?
Yeah.
Right, just load a lot of butter on that baby, and then you'll be okay. But
and actually with bacon as well.
Well, very true.
Yeah.
Yes, we're giving away some bacon today on the program, you know, for our caller of the hour, bacon four-pack. But I'm with you. Everything's better with bacon, especially Cloverdale bacon because it's North Dakota made.
Yeah, well, there you go. I haven't tried that. I should.
You'll have to bring some back to Norway. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So you and five other chefs
are
here
all day
doing all these delicacies.
Yeah.
And have you come to Husfest before?
This is my fourth year, actually.
Is it really?
Yes.
So, and what do you do all year long in Norway?
I'm an executive chef at a hotel in Oslo.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
So what do you like better, Minot and Husfest, or do you like Oslo?
Well, you know, Minot and Husfest is it's an experience, and we're having a lot of fun.
That's really neat. And do you personally like Lutefisk, by the way?
Yes,
you
I do. Yeah.
Done right, you like it?
Yes, done right, I like it.
Okay, how about lefse?
Lefse, oh, you gotta love lefse. That's I always thought I loved that since I was a small kid.
And how's the lefse at N2Tre?
Well, actually, we don't have lefse on our buffet.
Is that right?
No, you have to try some of the other stands as well.
You got to go to the booths that are all throughout.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Stacy Norton, as I mentioned, from Score is here. And so Score is tell people what Score is all about.
It's actually pronounced Cole. And what it is, it's just the bar attached to N2Tre. And we just basically have different alcohols. And we had brought in some authentic Norwegian alcohol that was actually made locally in the surrounding states.
So what is that?
We have some aquavits, in which is both. We have three different flavors this year. Every year we have it, but this year that we have some authentic. We have a holiday, a celebration, and a dill flavor. We also have a hammerhead beer, more of a wheat beer, very smoky type flavor. But the best thing to do is obviously pair them with all the great foods they have. And out of the many years that I've worked with very different chefs from all around, it's quite interesting to see how well that they can bring their food here and display it. Same food that we have every day, but in such an original way. They are just amazing what they do there.
Sounds really, really good. Now, and I understand that you've helped a lot of the folks to, you know, find booths here. How many different food vendors are there here?
Oh, hundreds. So it's hard to keep count of all
of
them.
Do you have new ones every year and then sort of the same time-honored ones that are kind of tradition?
There's always new ones. There are always a couple new ones, always a lot of the same ones. Authentic ones, of course, we always like that. You know, the meatball on a stick, the rosettes, the creme caca, everything that's there, it's always great. Fried dough.
You say creme caca? I thought it was creme caca. Am I saying that wrong? Like I said, Score wrong?
No, they said it perfectly.
Did I?
Yeah, said it perfectly. Yeah. I said this one wrong.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Creme caca.
Creme caca, yeah.
It's a big deal at my in-laws on Christmas.
Yes.
Do they make rosettes too?
Yeah.
I should come over. I
exactly.
Love those.
Sunbuckles too.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Are you a sunbuckle fan?
Yeah, that's always nice.
Yeah, exactly right. But you got me thinking about the meatballs. I'm really fired up about that.
Yeah.
So now I need a reservation when I come to N2Tre, right?
Yes, you do.
Reservation only. How do folks make a reservation?
Well, they call in and ask if we still have a table ready for them.
Or they stop by and they can just see if we have anything open.
So if I want to come over at lunch today, am I out of luck or is there still spots available?
We do maybe have some spots left over at 12:30 yet.
All right, very good.
A few.
Very good. What's your favorite thing, Stacy, at Husfest to eat?
Oh, the desserts, of course.
Is that right?
I'm a dessert.
You have
fan.
A sweet tooth.
I do. Yeah. And they're just so authentic. And you only can get them here at the Husfest.
That's really cool. Well, thank you both for doing what you do. Christian Lynn, executive chef at the N2Tre, and Stacy Norton from, I said Score, but it's Skoll.
Yes.
Skoll.
Skoll.
But I said Krumkaka, right?
Yes,
Christian.
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're at North Coast Fest today. Thank you both very much. David Reitman, a little later on, president of Husfest. Also, the one and only pairing of the comedic duo Williams and Ree will be here. Stay tuned. Back to your calls at 800-228-0550 next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Woltec electric conversion system from Agri-Cup. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Woltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at WoltecElectric.com. WoltecElectric.com. WoltecElectric.com.
One thing I really enjoy about pheasant hunting is it's an active sport. If you're serious about pheasant hunting, you're going to be out there working for the birds. The gear that's available today is going to make your hunt just that much more enjoyable. Watching my own dog work, being out there with my friends, congratulating a buddy on a good shot, those are all things that I really like about upland hunting. I'm Judd Geese, and I'm an upland hunting expert at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Howdy, folks. Jess Peterson here with the U.S. Cattlemen Association. Please join us Friday and Saturday, October 3rd and 4th, for the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota and the U.S. Cattlemen Association joint meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck. Here are the latest policy updates from the American Farm Bureau, the National Farmers Union, along with the market news reporting service, The Beef, and the nation's leading Ag EPA coalition, the Ag Nutrient Policy Council. The event is open to the public. For more details, check out uscattlemen.org. We'll see you in Bismarck.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Gentlemen, I'm in Bismarck. Ebola is now in the country. At least 100 people are exposed. Federal government and the CDC have told us we are being protected by a questionnaire. But don't worry, they're considering filing charges over a less than truthful exposed traveler. Considering the 90% fatality rate of Ebola in other countries, I'm sure that the federal charges are really scary. You know, the border. Are you kidding me? Have a good day.
But one thing you gotta try when you're there is some fucking money. My grandmother used to make it, and that was a big treat for us. A little kid, you'd have fucking money and real strong coffee that had been sitting on the wood-burning stove for half a day. It was great.
All right, that sounded delicious, but I didn't get exactly what he was what it was called. Play that one more time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wasn't sure either.
Well, one thing you got to try when you're there is some fucking money. My grandmother used to make it. But one thing you got to try when you're there is some fucking money. My grandmother used to fucking money. Fucking money. Fucking money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not getting that, but maybe somebody knows. It sounds like he's in a car wash.
I was going to say, yeah, put the windows up in the car wash when you go through.
because now he's really got my attention, you know what I mean? Because I want to know what to. I'm making a list here of what to go have. So anyway, here's the telephone numbers: 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Lucky winner, by the way, of our caller of the hour contest picks up a Cloverdale Bacon family four pack. So it's a good way to go. All right, Donald, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Donald.
It's about the Measure 3 on the pharmacy bill. I just saw an ad and heard on the radio also that Walmart, Target, Walgreens, all of these people want to be able to hire pharmacies to work in their store. Why don't they just let a pharmacy open a store inside their, you know, building and sign a contract or something so that they can offer these $4 drugs? Does that
make
sense?
We are planning a debate on it does. I hear what you're saying, and you're not the first to suggest it either, John. But I have asked that question of the proponents of this measure, and they're saying they legally cannot do that. That they can't offer that to what you're talking about is Walmart would have the ability right now to say, okay, if John's a pharmacist and he operates locally, we'll lease you space, we'll partner with you, however we end up doing that, and we will allow you to locate in Walmart. And what you're suggesting, and others have suggested, is that they're claiming that if this goes through, that we'll have access to these, this range of prescription drugs that are relatively cheap in this sort of $4 pack or whatever. And you're suggesting they partner up. They've told us they can't do that. Now, I would imagine, you know, if you're Walmart, you don't want to do that, right? Your first choice is to keep all the money, not partner with some pharmacist or get leased property or whatever, because they like doing it how they do it. So,
the grocery stores up here have got pharmacies inside their stores, so it can be done somehow.
It can. It would require Walmart probably to do it differently than they normally do it. And by the way, there is at least one store in North Dakota where they've done that. But here, let's face reality. Walmart's not going to make as much money that way, Don. Right?
So I know that. So, that's why they won't do it.
Yeah, so that's not their preference. And Walmart is spending a fortune to get this thing through. A fortune. Now, I like Walmart, honestly. I think Walmart's provide a service. I'm not one of these people that thinks, big is bad, always. Sometimes big is bad. Gee, I'm not a big fan of, right? I mean, there's some big, big folks that are, they get so big, they sort of go along to get along on Obamacare and regulation because it snuffs out the little guy. I don't like that. The reason I'm kind of a Walmart fan, and listen, I've shopped there a lot. There's one near our house. Stuff is cheap. You know where it is. And to me, they help the poorest among us, right? But also, the one thing that worries me about Walmart, if I have a choice between a local hardware store, as an example, where I can go in and, shoot the bull with a guy a little bit, and if the mower doesn't work too well, I can bring it back or I can get a tip or whatever, that's where I'm going to buy my mower, right? Because I know the guy, he's a neighbor, and I like the fact that he's a small-town guy. And so, if push comes to shove, I'm always going to go with a local, but that doesn't mean I dislike Walmart. I think the big issue on measure number three, and so I'm undecided on the issue, but I have been persuaded from the hey, this makes sense and it's the free market side where I once was, to the fence by the folks that own pharmacies, specifically related to Obamacare-like issues and the issues related to access to prescription drugs. And a concern that, okay, if there is a Walmart in your town and you're part of a prescription drug program that says you can only buy from a Walmart if it's there to get that price, that concerns me a little bit. Now, you'd always be able to buy, I understand, from the pharmacy, but you'd pay more. Your local hometown pharmacy, you'd pay a little more. So that's a little disconcerting. I want to get to the bottom of that. The other issue that I'm struggling with is that South Dakota has a version of what the proponents of this Measure 3 want in North Dakota, Donald, and prescription drugs aren't exactly cheaper in South Dakota because there's a very, very, the vast majority of the prescription pharmacy business in South Dakota is owned by just a few people. Right, Lewis Drug and Walmart and a few of the bigs, and it hasn't brought prices down. So that's a little bit counter to the argument of measure number 3, which is why we're going to host a debate on that and all the other measures. Donald, hang on a moment. We're going to put you in the mix for caller of the hour when we come back. I think we have Lance Donald and one other caller that called about the VA, David, yeah. And we got to pick a winner. We'll do that when we come back and take more of your calls at 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
October is a great time to head for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Minnesotans have the MEA weekend coming up, and also North Dakotans have a break as well for the fall, middle of October. Some great opportunities to take the whole family and head to Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Walker, Minnesota itself is a treasure, but the resort is phenomenal. The 502 restaurant, the Copper Door Aveda Spa, the meeting rooms, the pool, the sauna, the rooms themselves, condo hotels, they're absolutely fantastic. And there's some great deals at ChaseOnTheLake.com, ChaseOnTheLake.com. How about this? Through the end of November, any Sunday through Thursday, Chase is offering a buy one night, get the second night free. Just call 888-CHASE-06. One more time, 888-CHASE-06. Or go to ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott, spa, dining, bike rentals, and more. See you at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.